Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
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 What you gonna do? Thank those of you that continue to be faithful to the old ship of Zion.
And one thing about it, when you be a cheerful giver, whether it's giving monetarily or giving your time, God said that he blesses a cheerful giver. And I want you to know that your listening and your work ethics will not go unnoticed. And God is a rewarder, he said, of them that diligently seek him. So God has got a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. And I just thank you once again for just graciously tuning in tonight. I will be with you 40 minutes on the clock. And we now are going to go into a live service right now. All right, our sermon on tonight entitled Healthy Ingredients, Hard Work. I want to say that one more time. Healthy Ingredients, Hard Work. We're going to take our first key scripture coming out of the law of Proverbs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 4:23. And it reads like this. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issue of life. That scripture reading is coming again out of the law of Proverbs 4:23. All right, we're going to go and we're going to read our second key scripture on tonight. And it's coming out of the law of 1 Timothy 6:12. And it reads like this. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:12. Hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, that in order to be healthy, then we have to eat healthy, we have to exercise, and we have to do everything that it encounters to get where we need to get. Hallelujah. In this healthy lifestyle that we're trying to accomplish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we also know that we should, as buyers, when we go into the shopping store to buy groceries, we should shop carefully, especially when it comes to buying healthy, nutritious food. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how expensive or how attractive that the packaging looks. We should, hallelujah, check for the list of ingredients on the back of the box. We know that a lot of it is difficult to pronounce. We know that the word usually announces the presence of preservative that works against good nutrition. Hallelujah. And we should put those items back on the shelf and then continually to look for the label with list of natural food products, and it contributes to our good health. Hallelujah. And we know that in shopping and in our shopping habits, hallelujah, we know that God is looking, hallelujah, he's looking for individuals that into the lives of individuals, and he's looking on the inside of our heart. You know, in this, throughout the scripture, God continually to talk about our heart, our heart, our heart. He never contends to talk about the way that our hair is whooped, the way that our nails are manicured, not toenails or pedicured, but God talks about the heart. Hallelujah, because he said that what's on the inside, that's what counts. And he said regardless of how attractive the outside might be, and we know this, no wonder that the wisdom tells of the law of Proverbs. He warns us to guard what goes on inside of our heart. Said, for out of the heart is spring the issue of life. And that was our key scripture tonight. Proverbs 4:23. We know that wearing the right fashion and keeping ourselves looking young are of little importance if our heart harbors greed and hatred and grumpiness, self-pity, and utter counterproductive contents. So I would just encourage you to ask yourself, when others get past the packaging of your life, do they experience a heart full of healthy, Christ-honoring ingredients? By putting in grace, by putting in kindness, by putting in compassion, hallelujah, by putting in patience, will reflect the wonderful nature of Christ. Hallelujah. And our prayer life would be, Lord, teach me to value my heart more than the external. Grant me the wisdom to cultivate internal ingredients that will make my heart a wellspring of life to those whom I come in contact with today. We find out that the contents in our heart are more important than the outer packaging. We know that our heart shines the light on the character of the person. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we should be careful about the ingredients that we put in our heart, because we should sustain healthy ingredients. And of course we know that it takes hard work to get to the place of good eating habits and exercising habits. Hallelujah. And we also know that during these days of a horrific world, we know that Christians should be appalled but not taken by surprise that Jesus forewarned us of terrible times to come. We can go into the law of Luke 21 and 25 through 28. We know in today's reading that Peter, he reassured the believer by reminding them of God's unfolding purposes and final victories. The apostle described ungodly scoffers who in the last days would say, where is the promise of his coming? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Peter 3 and 4. We too may wonder why Christ doesn't come back and change things now. But Peter affirmed that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. But we know that God delayed his return to give us more time, to give the people everywhere more time to repent. In verse 9, we mustn't forget that with the Lord we know that one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years, hallelujah, is as one day. We know that eventually the day of the Lord will come, bringing a judgment of consuming fire. This will be followed by a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness and of God's forgiven people. And as we anticipate that triumphant day, we must live consistent, holy lifestyles, resist all evil influence, and grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Then instead of despairing over evil, we will be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the world. Hallelujah. We know that when the Lord may come to right the wrong of this old earth, this we know, he left us here to share the good news of the second birth. We don't know what this world is coming to, but we know the one who is coming to this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that Jesus is coming back. We know that no man knoweth the hour that the Son of Man cometh, but we know that he comes as a thief in the night. But he tell us to stay ready, hallelujah, to keep our garments clean, to live a healthy lifestyle, and to choose ingredients, hallelujah, within the lifestyle. He wants us to choose healthy ingredients and live a healthy Christianity lifestyle. For he said that my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. But we know in order to get fit in this spiritual lifestyle, it takes consistency and it takes hard work. Hallelujah. We know that God himself, he used his own likeness as the pattern for his crown jewels of creation. That scripture reading comes out of the law of Genesis 1 and 27. And we can just look back at every artist that dips his brush in his own soul and paints his own nature into his picture. We know that in everything we create, works of art and music and literature, even our children has a bit of ourselves, is revealed. And that same is true of God. Each of us reveal a bit of him. The image may be tarnished, but it's always there and is never beyond repair. Hallelujah. We know that superficial change won't fix what's wrong with us. However, clothes, cosmetic, and surgical procedures can make us look like everyone else, not like the unique masterpiece God designed each of us to be. We need a whole new self. We can read in the law of Colossians 3 and 10, one that is renewed in his image and dressed in the wardrobe of mercy. That, my friend, is kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. To improve your self-image, hallelujah, in order to have these healthy ingredients in our spiritual lifestyle, which consists of hard work, we must put on the character of God and display his image in all of his glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness. Come in thy fullness. Stamp thy own image deep on my heart. Hallelujah. We know that as God's children, we should reflect our Father's likeness. And we can do that, my friend, my sister, and my brother, and you that are like. We can do that by living a holy and a lifestyle that's pleasing and is acceptable unto Christ. For when Christ left, he left us a book to believe in. And in his pages is a whole lot for you and I to learn. Hallelujah. So we must keep at it. Keep reading his word. Keep studying his word and doing what God's word tells us to do. And then we know that we will, hallelujah, we will be intaking all of those healthy ingredients of kindness, of patience, compassion. That's all listed in the spiritual food product. Hallelujah, that God has implemented for you and I to take hold of. Hallelujah, and to get full of his word each and every day. We can read God's word, hallelujah, and find new insights. Every time we open up the word of God, God illustrates something new in our lives. Hallelujah. So I would just encourage you on tonight to use those preservatives that are good and nutritious. Nutritious labels that are natural food spiritually. Talking about grace. We're talking about kindness. We're talking about patience. We're talking about compassion. We're talking about the nature of Christ. We're talking about fighting a good fight of faith. We're talking about implementing love to our fellow man, to our fellow sister and brother, to our fellow pilgrim. On this pilgrim journey. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am reminded that there was a story about an alcoholic whom asked his minister to pray over him to be delivered from the drinking problem. And he thought this would be a quick and easy way to overcome his addiction. Recognizing his motive in asking for prayer, the minister replied, "I've got a better idea. Go to the Alcoholic Anonymous." He counseled the man to follow the program diligently and read his Bible on a daily basis. In other words, the minister concluded to do the hard work. Do the hard work. And that's exactly what Paul was saying to Timothy. When he told him how he should order his life so that he could teach believers how they should live. And you can notice that the action verb, pursue righteousness, pursue goodness, pursue faith, pursue love, pursue patience, pursue gentleness. Then he goes on to say, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Timothy 6:11-12. And just as there is no easy path to being delivered from alcoholism, so too, there is no ethic-free route to Christ-likeness. If we really want to become like Jesus, we must keep on doing the hard work. Hallelujah. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer. This is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I fought with all of earth's treasures, Jesus. Thy perfect likeness I to wear. We know that conversion is the miracle of a moment. But we find out becoming like Christ is the work of a lifetime. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate your mind and to impact your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would ask the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Warren, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And we're going to change up this part of the service. We're going to bring you some comforting and encouraging music. You that are in despair, you that, hallelujah, are in sadness, you that are in gloom, you that are going through a trial, I want to bring unto you, hallelujah, hymns of encouragement. So I ask you to listen up, if you will. Till we meet again, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Right. Join me.